Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Today, just a few days into the season of Advent, we are celebrating the Feast of St. Andrew. And so while this isn't the gospel for today, I wanted to read a passage from John's gospel that speaks about the incredibly important role that St. Andrew plays in the life of St. Peter, and you could argue in the life of the church. And so John chapter 1, verse 35 begins by saying, "The next day, again, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked and said, 'Behold, the Lamb of God.' The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, 'What do you seek?' And they said to him, 'Rabbi,' which means teacher, 'where are you staying?' He said to them, 'Come and see.' They came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, 'We have found the Messiah,' which means Christ. He brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, 'So you are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas,' which means Peter." There are so many beautiful aspects of this passage. I want to focus on just a couple in relation to St. Andrew. And so first, we see that St. Andrew is already striving to follow after God, in that he is following John the Baptist. And that when John the Baptist points to Jesus saying that he's the Lamb of God, he's one of the ones who turns and follows Jesus, who's always looking for the Messiah, always anticipating and preparing for the coming of the Christ. Another thing that's striking to me is when Jesus says, "Come and see," and then it says, "They came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day." And it makes me wonder, when they went and saw, what was it that they were seeing? What was it that convinced them that this was truly the Messiah? Was it the way that Jesus spoke? Was it the place he called home? Was it the way he interacted with others? What was it that was so convincing for them to see how he was living and to believe that he's the Christ? And then finally, we see the role in how Andrew, after encountering the Lord, what does he want to do next? But he wants to share it with his brother. And so he goes to Simon Peter and he tells him, "We found the Messiah," right? He doesn't want to just keep this goodness to himself. He wants to share it with those that are closest to him. And so I think this role of St. Andrew in this gospel passage is also kind of the way we can approach this Advent season, that we can be continually looking for, where is the Lord moving? Where is he working in our lives and in our hearts? And then when we recognize it, to follow him and to see what the Lord is offering to us in a new way in our lives. How can we become more connected to what the Lord desires to do in our lives? And how can we find him in others? And then how can we go out to other people and invite them to anticipate and prepare for the coming of Christ in their hearts in a new way? This whole season of Advent is beautiful in that we're anticipating and longing and hoping and waiting. And I remember probably one of the best Advents I ever had was in college when I was taking a class on the Old Testament. And I knew about the prophets and I knew some about the Old Testament. But there was something so beautiful about reading about the Old Testament covenants and how God was revealing himself, and then reading the prophets one after another and just hearing them speak of this great longing for the Lord, that generation after generation, they're just hoping that the Lord will send a Savior. And entering into that Advent season and that Christmas was so beautiful because I felt like I tasted like just a fraction of the longing of the Jewish people and how they were hoping and waiting for someone to come and to save them. And I entered into that Advent with this longing to ache and to hope and to desire with a new fervor. And so every Advent, I want to try and enter more deeply into that place of expectant joy, that hope that the Lord is going to reveal himself in a new way and provide in a new way. And one way to do that is with the St. Andrew Christmas Novena. Beginning today, it's a tradition to pray this prayer 15 times a day leading up to Christmas Eve. And it's pretty short, so that usually after a day or two, I have it memorized. And it's a beautiful way to pray it throughout the day and to continually remind yourself of what you're preparing for and what you're anticipating, so that it's not just like, oh, praying in the morning or praying in the evening or whenever, but that it's woven throughout the day, this longing, this hope, this expectation. And so I invite you to participate in this tradition if you haven't before, or continue if you have in previous years, and let this prayer, through the intercession of St. Andrew and all of the beautiful Advent saints, to prepare our hearts for a new coming of the Lord at Christmas, but also just each day. Hail and blessed be the hour and moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires. Through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his Blessed Mother. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening, and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At Sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out Sushipe.co and get involved today.